The Unconquered, the fifth in a series of six short stories by Somerset Maugham, dramatised for radio by David Buck. With Nigel Anthony as Hans and Janet Moore as Annette. The Unconquered.
Which is the victor, which the vanquished? It's a question men are apt to ask themselves when war is done and both sides commence the bitter work of picking up the pieces. It's not a thought that often occurs to those at war, especially not the more youthful members of a conquering army, as the German army was in 1940, an army that has so far carried all before it.
Back from Paris, eh? A conquering hero. What does it feel like, marching down the Champs-Élysées?
I tell you, Wolf, if I had died at that moment, I would have died the happiest of men.
You're a romantic, my friend. Why die before tasting the delights of the city?
The wine!
Petite Moselles, eh?
The wine was good.
And the women! Not like the country clods they breed in these parts, I'll wager.
Hans had no trouble. He speaks their language.
Just give me the chance to teach her mine.
No, Parisian girls are certainly
sexier.
Different. Well, they have a certain...
Je ne sais quoi.
Chic, I think's the word you're looking for.
Chic, exactly.
And what is it, this chic?
I can't explain. You have to see it to understand.
Perhaps our lot will be posted there.
Perhaps.
Well, we won't stay here, that's certain. The fatherland has need of us. What use are we in a dead and alive hole like this?
Swassel!
Relax. It's not so bad.
Young Hans was here before, you know.
You were?
Yes, not so long ago. 3 months.
And did you make any friends here?
Friends?
They were more aimable in Paris.
Huh? They were indeed.
You don't have to force them there, do you, Hans?
What do you mean?
Here, Hans.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Forget it.
You meant something.
Nothing, Hans. Why all the fuss? I was simply thinking of that little farm girl.
Farm girl? Oh, tell us, Hans. You had a little farm girl? Oh, then there's hope for us all.
Just the once. We were passing through, Vili and I. We stopped to ask the way.
And she showed you, eh? Well, was she willing?
No. Not so willing.
A virgin?
Yes.
Ah, well, it's good to be the first. Why all the fuss? You should have got a medal.
A true son of the fatherland, eh, Wolf? Here, drink up while the beer still flows.
Tomorrow!
Yes. One can never tell what tomorrow may bring.
What do you want? It's you, pig. Why have you come back here?
Don't get excited. Look, put that knife down. I'm not going to hurt you. I've brought you something. Look, silk stockings.
Take them away and take yourself off with them.
Don't be silly. Look, drop the knife, eh? You'll only get hurt if you try to be nasty. You needn't be afraid of me.
I'm not afraid of you. Here, take it.
That's better. Shall I peel some of your potatoes for you? Here, let me. I'm good at peeling potatoes. I've spent many hours in the army peeling potatoes. See? All in one piece. That's expert peeling, that is. Why do you look so cross? I didn't do you so very much harm, you know. War is like that. When you're part of a conquering army, you feel... And then there was the wine. It's powerful stuff, your local wine, you know. You might have fared a lot worse. Women have told me that I'm not a bad-looking fellow.
Get out of here.
Not until I choose.
My father will go into Soissons and complain to the general.
Much the general will care. Our orders are to make friends with the locals. What's your name?
That's none of your business.
Where are your father and mother?
Working in the fields.
I'm hungry. Give me a bit of bread and cheese and a glass of wine. Huh? I'll pay.
We haven't seen cheese for 3 months. We haven't enough bread to stay our hunger. The French army took our horses a year ago, and now the Boche have taken our cows, our pigs, our chickens. Everything.
Well, they paid for them.
Can we eat the worthless paper they gave us?
You are hungry.
Hungry? No. We can eat like kings on potatoes and turnips and lettuce. Tomorrow, my father will walk into Soissons to see if he can buy some horse meat.
Listen, I'm not a bad fellow. Really. Tomorrow I'll bring you a cheese, and I think I can get hold of a bit of ham.
I don't want your presence. I'll starve before I touch the food you swine have stolen from us.
Well, we'll see.
Hey, Hans! Where are you off to? Wolf and I'll be off duty in 20 minutes. We can go and have a beer together.
I'm sorry, Billy. I've got something else to do this evening. Tomorrow, perhaps.
What have you got there? What's in those parcels?
There, madame. I keep my promises. Good evening, monsieur.
Good evening.
Where is your daughter? I'm sorry we had a misunderstanding the first time I came here. Mm. I fear I struck you, monsieur, but you shouldn't have interfered, you know. Well, aren't you going to open them? They're for you, you know. Here, look. Cheese. Pork. Sardines. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
What are you doing here? Is this yours? Here, take them away again. We don't want them.
Annette, are you crazy?
I won't take his stinking presents.
It's our own food they've stolen from us. There's no harm in taking it back. Oh, look at the sardines, Annette. Bordeaux sardines.
So that's your name, is it, Annette? That's a very pretty name. Oh, come now, Annette. I'm sure you don't grudge your parents a little food, do you? You said they hadn't had cheese for 3 months. I couldn't get any ham, I'm afraid, but I did the best I could.
Look, Annette, this pork. Aren't you ashamed, Maman?
There's no shame in good Gruyere, a nice piece of pork.
Here, monsieur, would you like a cigarette? No, 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 please. Keep the packet. I can get plenty more. Look, why can't we be friends? At home, I'm a farmer, like yourselves. What's done is done. War is war, and, well, you know what I mean. Your Annette is a fine girl, an educated girl. And I want her to think well of me. We may be in Soissons some time, and I'd be glad to bring things over every now and then to help out. You know, we do everything we can to make friends with the townspeople, but they won't let us. They won't even look at us when we pass them in the street. We are ordinary men. We are away from home. It can be very lonely. So why can't we be friends? After all, it was an accident. What happened that time? You needn't be afraid of me. I'll respect Annette as if she were my own sister. May I come again?
Sugar? Sausages? Oh, coffee. You are very good to us, Hans.
And for Monsieur, some tobacco, as I promised.
You're very kind, Monsieur.
May I sit down?
Oh, of course. Can I offer you a glass of wine?
I'd be glad of it. Did you like the pork?
Oh, it was a real treat. Eh, Father?
I'll try and get you some more. Did Annette like it?
She wouldn't touch it. She said she'd rather starve.
Oh, that was very silly of her, madame.
Oh, that's what I said to her. The food's there, I said. There's nothing to be gained by not eating it.
Nothing at all. Is she your only child, madame?
We had a son. He's dead.
In the war?
He was a soldier, monsieur. But he died of pneumonia.
I'm sorry.
He's better off. He was like Annette. He can never have borne the shame of defeat. We've been betrayed, my friend. If we'd let your Hitler keep Poland, he'd have left us alone.
Exactly, monsieur. Well, thank you for the wine, madame, monsieur. I'm sorry Annette was not here. I'll try to come again soon.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Au revoir.
You.
No, wait. Don't run away. Oh. I want to talk to you.
Talk, then. I can't stop you.
I may be here for some time. Things aren't going to get any easier for the French. They're going to get harder. I can be useful to you. Why don't you be reasonable, like your father and mother?
You ask me a question. I shall answer it. Move your pig's hand lower.
Gottesfield. You're pregnant.
You put that lump there, soldier. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Proud? Yes. Why should I not be proud? Don't go, my darling. Liebchen.
Don't touch me again. Don't dare speak to me in your foul language. Get away from me. Haven't you done enough harm already?
My God. God in heaven. Why do I feel like this?
God in heaven, what's this?
You're looking very smart today, Hans.
Look at the shine on his boots.
Look at his fingernails.
Are you on orders?
He's having his photograph taken.
Oh, that's what it is, a photo to send home.
Won't his old mother be proud?
Ah,
that's not funny.
Sorry, Herr Ober.
He's after promotion, is our young Hans.
I always said so.
Are you finished? What is there to laugh at? I'm a soldier of the Reich. This is my uniform. Why should I not be proud of it?
Oh, no reason, Hans.
No reason? By all means, be proud of that, if you're going to be proud of anything.
Madame, monsieur.
How fine you look, monsieur. Doesn't he look fine, Father?
I thought it was fitting that I thought, is Annette in the house?
No, she's in the fields, monsieur. Shall I fetch her?
No. It is you I wish to talk to. May I put this down?
Oh, let me take it, monsieur. There. I want you to sit down.
No, I will stand for a while, if you please.
Oh, as you wish, monsieur.
I know about Annette. I know about the baby.
How?
She told me.
Oh, you do surprise me, monsieur. Yes. She was set on your not knowing. That was a pretty job of work you did that day.
Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Well, she forbade it, monsieur.
She tried, you know, to get rid of it. But it didn't work. Now it's too late.
I'm glad.
Oh, that's easy for you to say.
Madame,
I shall lay my cards on the table.
What is he doing here again? Take your parcel and get
out. No, mind. Careful with that. It's a bottle of champagne. The best. I'll tell you what it's for in a moment. I don't quite know how to begin. Look, Annette, I'm sorry for what I did that day. It wasn't my fault. It was circumstances. Can't you forgive me?
Never. Why can't you leave me alone? Isn't it enough that you've ruined my life?
Well, that's just it. Perhaps I haven't. Listen, when I knew you were going to have a baby, well, it changed me. Everything's different now.
Different?
I've been thinking of nothing else since I knew. Look, the war will be over in 6 months. We shall have brought the English to their knees by next spring. Then I shall be demobilized and I'll marry you.
What did you say?
I'll marry you, Annette. Ich liebe dich.
What does he say? What does he say? The pig is saying, in his pig language, that he loves me. But pay no attention, monsieur. It's hysteria. It is her condition, you know.
I brought the champagne to celebrate our engagement.
The bitterest thing of all is that we were beaten by such fools. Such fools.
Ich wusste nicht, dass ich dich liebte, bis ich von dem Baby hörte. Aber ich glaube, ich habe dich immer geliebt.
What does he say? Nothing of any importance.
I'd marry you now, but they won't let me. The army, you know. We'll have to wait till the war is over. And you won't be marrying a nobody. My father's quite well-to-do. We're well thought of. We're respected, my family. I'm the eldest son. You'd want for nothing.
Are you a Catholic?
Yes, I am a Catholic.
Well, that's something.
It's pretty where I live. The soil is good. We have a car and a radio. And we're on the telephone. Well?
It's a fine gesture you're making, lad. I was a soldier in the last war, and we all did things we wouldn't have done in peacetime. But our son is dead, and that is all we have. We can't let her go away.
There is another solution. I could stay here.
What do you mean?
I have a brother. He can stay and help my father run the farm in Germany. I like this country. After the war, a lot of us will want to settle here, I'm sure. You'll be short of men, and
well,
you'll need...
That certainly changes matters, doesn't it, Father?
Be quiet, Mama. Understand this, you German. I was engaged when the war began. To a teacher. He wasn't big and strong like you. Or handsome, small and frail. His only beauty was the intelligence that shone in his face. His only strength was the greatness of his soul. He wasn't a barbarian as you are. He was civilized. He had thousands of years of civilization behind him. He was a Jew. I loved him. I loved him with all my heart and soul. Do you know where he is now? Dead. Dead in one of your stinking prison camps. You starved him first, then you shot him. He died of German brutality. German bullets. My parents want me to marry you. You've been clever. Your presents, your promises. You've got round them. But I want to tell you this. I will never marry you. I wouldn't have thought it possible that I could hate another human being as I hate you. I want nothing so much as to hurt you as much as you and your kind have hurt me.
No, monsieur. Leave her. Leave her for the present.
No. I must deal with this myself. I am very sorry that your friend died.
Don't speak of him.
Perhaps in time you will grieve for him less. One does get over these things, believe me. Won't it be better, then, to have a father for your child?
You fool. Even if there was nothing else, do you think I could ever forget that you are German and I am French? If you weren't as stupid as only a German can be, you'd understand that this child must be a reproach to me as long as I live. Do you think I have no friends? How could I ever look them in the face with the child I'd had with a German soldier? And how many will believe the truth? How many will start to wonder if perhaps I wasn't forced? That I'd given myself willingly to you for butter and cheese and silk stockings? I shouldn't be the only one.
I will do anything.
There's only one thing I ask of you. That you leave me alone with my disgrace. Go, go, for God's sake, go and never come back again.
But he's my child too. I want him. You don't understand. You've made me so proud and happy. That child means everything in the world to me. It's put feelings in my heart that I don't understand myself.
I don't know which I despise most about you Germans. Your brutishness or your disgusting sentimentality.
I think of him all the time, Annette.
So you've made up your mind it will be a boy? My mother believes it'll be a boy. She's seen it in the coffee grounds, she says. And in the carts.
I know it will be a boy. I want to hold him in my arms and teach him to walk, teach him everything. All I know, to ride, to shoot, to fish. I'm going to be the proudest father in the world. And perhaps when you see how much I love your boy, you'll come to love me too.
I watched you leave the other day. In a moment of weakness, I thought, perhaps he's not so bad. He's just a soldier, like any soldier. The dog ran up, and you tried to pat him. But he, as he always does, he backed away, showed his teeth. You kicked him. You didn't just brush him away, you kicked him hard in the ribs. And I saw that you were not simply a soldier, any soldier. You were a German soldier. You are my enemy and you will always be my enemy. I hate you and the child you've given me. Like my country, I have been defeated. But I have not been conquered.
Do you think it's true, Hans, that it will be England next?
It must be England. Mark my words, Willy, the war will be over by spring.
You want the war to end?
Yes. Yes, I want to be a farmer again.
Hans? Hans?
What is it?
This message just arrived for you at the gate.
Oh, what is it, Hans? Good news?
The best. Willy, will you take my place on guard tonight? I'll do the same for you.
Yeah, but Hans, tonight...
Two for one and a bottle of the best champagne,
no,
right?
All right, but what the hell am I going to
say? Where is he? The boy?
With his mother, upstairs.
Is he strong, healthy?
I've never seen a lovelier baby. He looks just like his papa.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy.
Your first child has an effect on you.
He has quite a lot of hair, and it's as fair as yours.
Oh. Perhaps we should open the champagne now.
Yes, indeed. Fetch it out, papa.
I will.
May I see them?
Well, I don't know if Annette will want to see you. She mustn't be upset, you understand, on account of the milk.
The milk, yes. No, don't upset her on any account. But the baby, can I not see the baby? Just for the moment.
Well, I'll see what I can do. I'll try to bring him down.
Here we are, then.
Glasses. Now, we will drink a toast together, monsieur. Wet the baby's head.
Here. Let me. Yes.
They're not there. She isn't in her room.
The baby?
No, I told you. That, gone.
Gone?
Perhaps in here. Annette? No. Well, where is she? Annette! Annette!
She's gone out. Something awful has happened.
How could she have got out?
Through the front door, you fool.
The front door? Oh, that's right. The bolt's drawn back.
Oh, my God, what madness. It'll kill her.
We must look for her. Which way will she have gone? Well, answer! I asked you, which way?
The brook.
No.
I'm frightened.
Mother.
I'm frightened.
There's no time to be lost. Annette.
Oh, where have you been? Oh, my poor child, you're so through to your skin. Oh, what madness.
Annette.
You've come at the right moment, you.
But where...
Where is the baby?
I had to do it at once. I was afraid if I waited, I shouldn't have the courage.
Do. Do what?
Annette. What have you done?
Annette.
I've done what I had to do. I took it down to the brook and held it under the water till it was dead.
Hans gave a great cry, the cry of an animal wounded to death. He covered his face with his hands and, staggering like a drunken man, flung out of the door. Annette sank into a chair and, leaning her forehead on her two fists, burst into passionate weeping.
That was The Unconquered, the fifth in a series of six short stories by Somerset Maugham, dramatised for radio by David Buck. Nigel Anthony was Hans and Janet Moore Annette. William Edel and Hilda Schroeder were Annette's parents. David Ashford was Wolf and Anthony Hall Willy. The narrator was David Buck. The sound balance was by Keith Perrin. The Unconquered was a BBC World Service drama production directed by Gordon House.